Hello, John Quinn & Co.
I'm sorry. I'm looking for Michelle. This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash.
Oh, yeah. Just give me one second.
Sure.
The lady's calling back from Local Splash. With Local Splash. I'll put it on the speakerphone.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Oh, good. I do apologize. I got stuck in a late appointment earlier. I'm sorry that I missed our original talk time.
Oh, did we? I'm confused. Is this about the Google thing?
Google guarantees, the Google verified, the pay
yeah.
per lead? Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, cool. I was not ready at 10 a.m. at all.
So oh, cool. So that's all good, yeah. right?
I thought I missed the call. I was like,
nope, you wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. We're good.
Okay.
It's a Monday,
cool.
right?
Yeah, I was still like, oh, man, I was up late last night. So I was really tired. I was like, God, I hope they don't call.
Well, you got lucky this time.
Okay, so before we start, I just want to let you know we're definitely not ready to, like, do anything right now, but I just wanted to get the information and, like understand what it is and how much it costs and stuff.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I'm glad to go over that with you. So the requirements are $250K in general liability insurance. Do you guys have that?
Yeah.
There's no licensing requirement, and then it does ask, like, that you can pass a background check, that you have a social security number and a state driver's license.
Oh, okay. Yes, we have all that. The business is an LLC, but do they just check the owner's social security or?
Correct.
Okay.
And yep. then if you choose to put any of the employees on there, then it's going to check theirs as well.
Okay.
It'll ask for their social security numbers as well. But if you just leave it like you're the owner and you're the person who's handling it, then it's, you know, it's not really like that big of a deal because you're the one who's ultimately responsible for everything, you know?
Yeah, we don't have any employees, so.
Right. So,
yeah.
Okay, perfect. So with this, what you're looking at, the upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee. This goes to get your organization background checked and to go ahead and get the Google verified process started.
Okay.
And then with that, hold on, I'm getting the numbers right now because each one's different. I have you in the San Jose, Oakland area, so you're in San Fran, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're actually in the process of like moving everything to the East Bay, but we are not ready to update Google about that yet.
Yeah, no worries. And it's all in the same region, so pricing's going to be the same. So once you guys are Google verified and completely approved, your upfront cost beyond the application fee is $507 monthly budget. That's for 13 Google guarantee leads, and your cost per qualified lead starts at $39 per lead. So what it looks like is you pay the activation budget once you've been completely approved. The approval process can take anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks. It doesn't always or even usually take that long. I just have to let you know what the terms and conditions state on that. It's really pretty simple once you fill out the application. We push it through. But once you pay the activation budget, then the leads turn on. They come in at approximately like 3 leads a week. And you can increase or decrease the lead flow as you see fit. So if you want to increase it and you want 6 or 7 leads per week, you can do that. And you don't have to increase the monthly budget. The reason I say that leads start at $39 is because that is where the starting market value is in your area. As you know, you're in a densely, heavily populated area and prices tend to increase there. So in order to stay competitive, a lot of times your competitors are willing to pay more per qualified lead. They may pay, you know, $50 a lead or $70 a lead, depending on where they want to rank on the first page at the, in that Google verified section. It's up at the very top. So There is specific requirements that the call has to meet in order to be considered qualified and to charge your budget. So, for example, if it's a sales solicitation, spam, or robocall, that's all unqualified. If it's somebody seeking employment with your company or asking for services that you don't provide, that is also unqualified. If somebody is asking for service outside of your service radius, that's considered unqualified. So the only things that your company would actually be charged for is if and when you set an appointment with the client face-to-face or you gave pricing over the phone. Those are the two instances that would be considered a qualified call. Okay.
Okay. And how do they know what happened on the call?
That's a great question. So what happens is we do go ahead and Google actually assigns call tracking to each one that's separate than your regular call tracking number with us. And Michelle, the cool thing about this is that that number rotates, so it's never the same number all the time. Your competitors can't like click, you know, call and call through your budget. But what it does is it has an AI bot that's assigned specifically to your account. And what that bot does is that bot is looking to ensure that you, that the calls have met that specific criteria. Okay.
So, okay. AI listens in and they charge you accordingly.
Oh, exactly. And then if one were to slip through the cracks, then what happens is you have the ability to go ahead and ask us to reject that one, and we dispute it on your behalf with Google, okay?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat what you just said?
Yeah. If one slipped through the cracks, say you're going through your client dashboard, and you're like, oh, I know for sure this one wasn't a qualified lead. This was somebody, you know, seeking employment with us. Okay. If one slipped through the cracks that the bot didn't catch, then you can send us that number, and we will go ahead and dispute it on your behalf with our team directly.
Oh, okay.
At Google. Yeah.
Okay, great. And can you send me an email that kind of outlines the discussion we just had?
Yeah, no worries. I'll send that right over. Do you have any idea when you're going to be looking forward to getting this going?
No, I mean, honestly, we're using Yelp right now, and we're happy with it.
Yeah, Yelp,
I don't, we're
really
a small
good
business.
Example.
We don't, like, mm-hmm. need a lot, to be honest. So,
yeah.
I don't know if we're ever going to do that, but I
Got
definitely
it.
Wanted to just be informed about our options. And
sure.
You know, since we're moving to the East Bay, I don't know how good Yelp is going to be in San Francisco. It's great, but I don't know if over here if we're going to be happy with it once we start getting our leads coming in. I don't know, you know what I mean? So we might end up like looking elsewhere if we're not getting what we need out of it. So
yeah, I understand. Yelp can be great. We're a Yelp partner as well, so Yelp can be a really great alternative for you, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, thanks for giving me a call and taking a chance. Even though you were late, it worked out perfect.
Awesome. Well, I hope you have a great day, Michelle. Take care.
Okay. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.